Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show, and today I'm going to continue my conversation with Harold Evans of Arena Technologies. We're going to talk about the inflation in the industry and some ways you can fight the inflation by learning about the chemicals that you use, some of the side effects of those chemicals, and the overuse of certain chemicals, and if you reduce the use, how you can save money and kind of offset the price increases that the industry is facing today. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. You're a manufacturer along with having a pool company, and I always bring this up to every guest now, is the inflation in the industry. I mean, it's just insane. I just got tablets the other day. I think I got a 35-pound bucket. They don't even have 50-pounders in my area. $180 wholesale. It was like totally ridiculous. I got to tell the customer that, you know, hey, I'm selling you this bucket of tablets and take out a loan to pay for it, you know? Mm-hmm. So what's your take from both ends as a manufacturer and as a pool company owner of these price increases?
Well, I think there's two ways that the price increases came about. I think there is some predatory behavior going on. I don't know in what instance. I can tell you, as a manufacturer, we're enormously mindful of not being a predator at the wrong time. I think it's the worst thing you could possibly do for your business is take advantage of people when they're down and out. But, you know, some of this is supply driven and there's not a lot you can do. I think that, you know, my comment to the trade end of the consumer is, just because you've always done things a particular way doesn't mean that's how you should do it in the future. I mean, pay attention to what's happening around you. Recognize, I know there's a new unit that's come on the market that generates chlorine at the equipment set, not in the pool, which I think is pretty novel and pretty cool. I think it's called Chlorine Genie. We'll see how it holds up over time, but it's basically producing chlorine gas and caustic soda that you can put back in the pool on demand. No salt in the water. Pretty interesting as a possibility. So what's going to happen is, like everything else, as you know, manufacturers sometimes think they can just keep doing things because they can. And all that does is force people into a position of reinventing themselves. And I feel like this reinvention is a positive one. I think that we're going to look at solutions that were otherwise inconsequential that are now consequential. And it's going to make us rethink the way we go about doing this. And, you know, the question is, are we really doing this because it's in the best interest of the customer? Have we always had the best interest of the customer? Or are we dealing off convenience and old habit? Or what are the motivators that cause you to think that way? You know, unfortunately, we're going to probably gain some benefit at Arenda with some purchases in the spaces that otherwise would not be purchased. I hate that. I wish we'd do it for the right reasons because it's better for the water. You know, the mother of invention is necessity. And so now that we have a dire circumstance, it's forcing everyone to look at their habits. I think there's a lot of really good things that'll come out of this. When people experience better water quality, less stuff going in the pool, which seems to be the habit of our industry. We love stuff in the water, too much stuff, in my opinion. Normally, again, centered around convenience and ease, which aren't the right reasons to do anything, in my opinion. I mean, we need to be golden rule driven by what we do in our backyards, whether it's a DIY or a service provider. And let's make sure that what we're doing is the very best thing for the customer, that customer has the proper choices to make those decisions and informed decisions. And moving forward to the trade, we have controlled the narrative for a lot of years of information, and that world has changed a lot. And I would encourage you to catch up, if you haven't, with what other solutions are out there, so that you're the bringer of information to your customer and they don't find out on their own, and then you defend yourself and what you're doing down the road. So education of our space, both as professionals and the do-it-yourself customer, are the same. And I think that today's DIY customer, or not all of them, obviously, but are much more informed. It's incumbent upon us to get better at what we're doing and know more about what those solutions are. But the inflation is out of control. But I think there's also opportunism sprinkled in. It's hard to know which is which. I can tell you that we will not be predatory in taking profits in a situation like this, but we are definitely being slaughtered with elevated freight, just availability. We've done a really good job of sourcing. There's no just-in-time inventory going on to the survivors of this marketplace. You better have a stockpile of the things you need. That would hold for the pro too. You need to have a place to put things when you can find them, and you need to have the supply. There's a lot of service companies that are folding over the lack of supply right now. It's unfortunate. Had you taken our service business, the pool surgeon, and rolled it back 25 years today, I don't know that we would have survived this with the cash flow requirements, with the amount of inventory we had to have in our possession at the time. It was astronomical in a startup environment. We would not have survived. I don't think we wouldn't have the cash flow.
Yeah, and I agree with you that maybe it is some of the people that see the opportunity. Like in Hurricane Katrina, they were selling bottles of water for $6 each. So that does happen, not to that extreme, but I think in the industry, when someone sees one person raise the price, they automatically raise the price because they can. And that's happening, I think, across the board. But one of the things that caused all this inflation was our over-reliance on tablets. I remember a newscast that one of the members sent me. It was a reporter in Las Vegas, and he was holding a tablet, and he said, "These are magic." And I thought that was funny because, in a way, they are. They dissolve slowly. They add chlorine to the pool. They also add cyanuric acid to the pool, but yeah, we can address that later. Yeah. But they are kind of like a magic pill for the pool industry, and the over-reliance has caused this inflation because once those kind of disappeared, because of all those factors, the fire and not producing them, it caused everything else to skyrocket. So as companies move away from tablets, how is Arenda helping with all this transition from tablets to maybe alternatives?
Well, one of the ways is too long for the podcast, but one of our educational formats that we use is Arenda Academy, Arenda Four Pillars, and Arenda Startup Academy. And Four Pillars is the deep dive answer to your question about how to deal with what we call oxidant demand. What makes up the need? We've used chlorine for everything short of the prevention of birth, for everything. Chlorine and acid seems to solve most problems, especially to the old grays like me. You know, and that's just not the case. The explanation for that is more complicated, but there are essentially targeted strategies or targeted conditions that there's better solutions for today than there were 25 years ago. To the older people like me that have been doing this a long time, and that's the reason for change, is there's better solutions and better understandings for what we're targeting. For example, I think in most cases, most don't know, because in part of our training, the number one oxidant demand for chlorine in a swimming pool is the presence of iron in the water. And the question is, are you testing for iron? The answer is probably no. So you could have a chlorine demand over here that could go on forever, and all you'd know is that you had orange walls surrounding the pool from all the overspray of iron in the water that was causing your grief. So being more familiar with what causes the demand and targeting that demand is, you know, a big part of your teaching, David, and how I think you're helping the DIYers and the trade understand the full integration and the totality of what the responsibility is out there to know more. The good news is that the shortage causes a forced integration of understanding. Or, you know, you're going to go crazy trying to figure out how to reinvent yourself. But the days of sticking six tabs in a chlorine feeder and calling it good, or loading everything up and putting it in the skimmers, God forbid, or in the floater, you know, are over. You know, you're either going to change or you're going to collapse, because, you know, you're going to have efficacy issues with your chlorine. You're going to keep using more and more and more of unnecessary products. And I think that that's really the focus of our education, is pick the remedy that suits the condition, not throw something in there in hopes that it somehow solves your problem like it has for so many years.
And I think we can unpack that just a little bit here. And I mentioned CYA, the cyanuric acid that the tablets adds at the pool. So part of what Arenda teaches and the education behind all of this is that by using the tablets and adding cyanuric acid, you're actually creating a bigger problem using more chlorine and just kind of exasperating the ability to maintain the pool easily without thinking, because it's kind of like, you know, when you're using the tablet, you're thinking that it's an easy way to do it. But in all reality, you're creating problems down the road for yourself. So the education is important, like you said, of what happens when you do this. I know you don't want to go into too much detail about the academy, but it is free. So I should tell people they can go to your website. And why don't you throw out the URL right here so they can go check it out?
Yes, arendatech.com. It's on our app. Our app is being used not just by the trade, but also by DIYers, and that connection is on the app also, along with a wealth of videos, and the amount of free information on that is probably second to none in the industry, and extremely well vetted, and not a commercial bias driven company. We just don't operate that way. It's kind of my rule, because I've been in the pool business for a lot of years and I'm pretty tired of being sold to. I want to be helped, and that's what I try to do at Arenda, is be the helper and not the seller of more stuff. So we talk about things that don't impact our business and things that do. So it's pretty readily available. It's no longer the secret it used to be. There's an awful lot of clicks on our site these days. And I think we're getting more and more credit for being the arbiters of outcome and not necessarily trying to figure out ways to sculpt a conversation to sell more stuff.
Yeah. So I guess the bottom line, one of the hedges against inflation is getting smart about what you're doing with the pool. The same thing with anything, you know, if you're buying a product, I guess lumber would be a good example. A lot of builders went through the fact that the lumber was expensive, and then they had to think of alternate ways of doing something, some ways to do things differently than they used to be doing because things weren't as inexpensive. And the same in the industry. We talked about the tablet usage and the alternatives, and Arenda does have a product that can help kind of extend the life of the chlorine with their phosphate and enzymes. So a lot, you mentioned a little bit about that. The pool guys and gals are going to gravitate towards products that will help offset the cost of the chlorine.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reckless overuse of acid, that's one of our big teachings, is the 6 bad habits, which I highly encourage people to watch and to read. We are doing 6 things that could save us a wad of operating costs that we uselessly and actually recklessly hurt things trying to overuse. You know, when acid was a couple of bucks a gallon, it wasn't as big a deal. It's gone up considerably. So suddenly it's not the cure-all. And by the way, if you follow the CDC and the teachings of efficacy and the free available chlorine level as it relates to cyanuric acid, getting your pH down in a cyanuric acid pool has very little consequence on the amount of killing speed that you have with chlorine. The cyanuric acid is driving the killing speed more than the pH is. So we're needlessly, when there's another, you know, basically a law of physics about water chemistry, and that is the Henry's law, which says no matter what your intention is to force your water into submission chemically, through equalization of CO2 in the atmosphere and in the water, every pool wants to get to H2 and stop, pretty much. So any attempt you have to force it up or down is going to require more and more work, needlessly, knowing where the water is headed. Eric did a great video on this and a blog about Henry's law. It's a phenomenal realization about the misuse and the mistreatment of trying to control the chemistry of a swimming pool instead of understanding what it wants to do and helping it along with what it's going to, physics laws are going to do with it in the first place. Those kinds of things can be a great, from my perspective as a gray, there's a lot of frustrating things that I couldn't understand why I was fighting them as a person in the business. And these realizations are peace to me of recognizing things that I knew were frustrations that I just didn't seem to be able to solve. That once I understand the why, which I believe is what Arenda is a why company. We're a company that wants to tell people not what to do so much as why what you're doing is affecting you and what that looks like. So maybe to better understand why our habit is what it is, because I think as an industry, what we've done is basically created rules to try to follow, in some cases impossible, literally, to follow, especially if you manage water in the cold or the warm climates. It's a completely different strategy with the saturation index. And by the way, the saturation index, the LSI, is older than I am, so it's not new. But the saturation index explains an awful lot of things for how we tried to force water into submission unsuccessfully as an industry and wasted millions of dollars in additives that could have been better understood and put in a more controlled manner.
If you would like to learn more about Arena Technologies, you can go to my website and just scroll down to the middle, go to swimmingpoollearning.com. And at the middle, I have a link that takes you to their site. Or you can just type in Google, arendatech.com. That'll take you there also. And I highly recommend taking the three training courses that they offer. These are all free. You have the Arenda Academy, the Arenda Academy Four Pillars, and then you have the Arenda Academy Startup. And these are all great courses that will definitely increase the knowledge in the industry as far as chemistry and some of the things we talked about, the high cyanuric acid in pools and also the overuse of acid, are covered in these courses here for you. And again, they're all free on their site. If you're looking to enhance your business, definitely consider my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. And if you're looking for other podcasts in the series, or the podcast I recorded with Harold, you go to my website again, swimmingpoollearning.com, and on the banner, click on that podcast icon. That'll take you to a list of podcasts that I recorded. I have over 830 podcasts, so you can definitely find something there on that site. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.